far away from Chauncey. Let's talk sororities with the author of Pledge. Hello.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
It's Drew and Mike, WRAF.
How are you?
Is this Alexandra?
It is.
Hi. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Well, what a crazy little book this is.
Yeah, you think?
Boy, this thing is hot.
Outrageous!
You're sneakier than that girl that snuck on The Bachelor as a spy.
Well, she had some support, I think.
Well, yeah, she had The Bachelor support. That's true.
Yeah, what? For you to just go in there on your own and try to see if the stories of drug use and partying and wild sex were true. Man, oh man, in the end, you discovered that it was and then some, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, what made you want to do this? I mean, you're in college, right?
Now?
I mean, then you were in college, right?
Oh, well, I was 26 when I did this.
Oh, okay.
Looking every bit like 18.
But, I mean, what was the premise? Were you in school at the time?
Oh, well, I can tell you that I passed for 19, but I can't tell you the roles that I had to play because I can't risk someone identifying those four girls.
Okay. Because I don't know. It seems like a strange thing to do. It's were you just looking to write a good book? Or, I mean, were you really that worried about all this stuff?
No, I didn't know anything about sorority life. I didn't know what to be worried about. I wasn't expecting anything because I had no idea what kind of a foreign world this was.
You just wanted to write about sorority life?
No, I wanted to write a book that read like a fast-paced novel, but was actually a work of investigative journalism. So for a topic, and this one seemed to work.
That's a neat idea. I just wondered where it all came from. But it's fun to read, too. I found myself caught up in all the characters. And, I mean, they're real people, too, so it's even more interesting in that regard.
You put it down, you realize, everything that happened in there is real.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, like, in the end, because I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing, but I'm assuming, obviously, that in the end, you revealed yourself to them, and when you did, what was the reaction?
No, I didn't reveal myself to them. Our girls knew who I was all along. Their sisters did not know and still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They still, to this day, they don't know?
Well, I was in disguise. They won't recognize me from my author photo or from my television appearance.
Maybe they'll recognize the antics, though. Go, hey, that was the party. Wait a minute, I remember that
what's
party.
What's interesting is that I'm getting a lot of emails from girls in several different schools who say, I'm 99% sure that you followed someone in my sorority. Everybody them. I did everything I had to blend in. I changed my appearance. I changed my clothing styles. I changed my behavior, and I changed my speech patterns.
So
that I could blend in.
Well, that's a very interesting answer.
Did you have to take on some boyfriends, too?
I don't think I'm going to answer that.
Wait a second. What do you mean? You dated?
Well, I did what I had to do. But, you know, this book isn't about me. I'm not a part of this book.
You know, in reading this book, and I don't read a lot of books that are from female perspective. I tend to read a lot of sports books and politics and things like that. Well, entertainment world, too. A lot of rock and roll bios. They're usually from a male perspective. And it's funny, when reading from a female perspective, I find that, and I knew a lot of fraternity guys when I was in college, sorority girls seem a lot more phony to me than guys at that same age.
It depends on the girls. It depends on the campus. I will say that during sorority rush, a lot of girls put up this phony veneer. And they're basically told to. You will not see a house during rush that's like it really is.
But, I mean, as far as, like, the girls, they, you know, the one girl has got a 36-year-old boyfriend, and, you know, they're sleeping together and stuff, and she doesn't want anybody to know, and she just sort of sneaks off, and, you know, she's missing for periods of time, but nobody really knows what she's doing, and she doesn't want anyone to know.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems strange to me. It's like I can't see a guy doing that, unless it was a married woman or something like that.
I could see a guy doing. I mean, the 36-year-old was her professor. I could see a guy having to sneak around if he was trying to protect his professor.
No, he'd be bragging. He'd be going, hey, I'm tapping Mrs. Johnson. Yeah. It's so hot.
The professor would have been fired.
Well, you guys don't think that far ahead.
No.
Well, okay, from the guy's perspective, if the professor is fired, he's lost his hookup.
No, because then why not sleep with him until he's lost his job? He's got nothing to lose.
All right.
And plus, she's wrapped up in him by then. She's already given up everything for him.
She's given up everything, and maybe he's tired of her by then.
No,
anyway.
Whatever you say, whatever.
Maybe he's experienced everything she has to offer, and he's done with her.
Yeah, why would the professor cut him off?
I don't know. This is now beyond my level of expertise.
Wasn't a second ago, but whatever. Anyway, what was the most surprising thing you found out about sororities?
I think the most surprising thing was probably that some sororities, not all, but some, really are as campy as the stereotypes. I mean, I think men will probably be thrilled to know that in some of these groups, the image of the topless pillow fight really isn't that off base.
Oh, really?
Really.
No.
There was one sorority with a tradition called boob ranking. During boob ranking, pledges had a limited amount of time to strip off their shirts and their bras and examine each other topless so that by the time the clock was up, they would be lined up in order of breast size for the sisters to inspect. Definitely wasn't expecting that.
That's smoking
hot. How hot is that?
What do you mean when you say examine? Are you meaning touching them or feeling them, or what do you mean?
No. They just want to make sure that the chest size, that nobody's out of order.
Did this thing ever, were there any...
Did they ever have to touch them to make sure they were in the right place?
If you want to think that, sure. I'll give you that.
I don't want to think that. I'm just asking.
I never heard of that.
Was there any open girl-on-girl type sexual activity going on?
Yes.
Sexual orgies even, like with multiple girls?
I didn't hear about a lot of that, but there are some sororities that have things called naked parties, during which, after a few drinks, the sisters and the pledges take off their clothes and basically run around the house naked and some of the girls hooking up with each other before they let the boys in.
Is that smoking hot.
Is this done by girls that have a proclivity towards lesbianism, or is it just experimentation, or are they just doing it in fun?
Perhaps all of the above. I don't know.
Wow.
I think in college today you'll see a lot of experimentation, though, whether or not girls are actually lesbian or bisexual.
So did you have like a little mini hookup yourself?
Okay, I'll tell you that one. No, I did not.
You didn't?
Why not?
Because I'm a reporter. I'm not going to cross lines.
But you observed.
That's not crossing a line. That's just figuring out what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I needed to kiss another girl to get the story of a sorority.
Well, it wouldn't have killed you.
I'm lesbianism undercover, maybe, but I'm not.
Right, it wouldn't be a lesbianism. It'd just be experimentation, just checking it out.
I had my time in college.
You could have reported on it.
How about this? Did you find it hot when you were watching the girls kissing and carrying on and things going further and further between the girls? Did you find that to be rather hot?
I've seen it all before.
Is that right? It was just sort of boring.
Man, you've been around the block a few times.
How about
what college
guys
did you go to?
I went to Yale.
Yale? God, that place must have been wild.
Yale? No.
But no? You said you've seen it all.
Well, I'm 28 now, so not much is shocking anymore.
Well, I'm in my 40s. I haven't seen as much stuff as you have.
Well, you were not very lucky then.
I don't know. I think I've seen pretty much stuff. Oh, well, it's crazy.
The activities in sororities generally revolve around fraternity guys.
Mm-hmm.
Formals to homecoming to Greek week to the mixers, so there's a lot of sex going on.
Yeah.
And what about eating disorders and diet pills and all that business? Did you see a lot of that?
Yeah, there is a lot of that. And, I mean, eating disorders are so popular in sororities that I've heard of girls having puking contests after dinner.
Gross.
I think it's what happens when girls at this young age are basically forced to live in a house together, which a lot of sororities make them do, and then they're encouraged to conform to a specific sorority image that usually prioritizes thinness. You're not going to see a lot of obese women in the historically white sorority.
So they're all hot. That's what you're saying. They have to be smoking hot.
Right.
And they're all wealthy, too, aren't they? Pretty wealthy?
Some sororities have financial aid, but, when girls are recruiting, as I saw and as I heard from sorority sisters all over the place, they want to know if a girl's going to be able to afford dues. So, because they have to pay a certain amount to the national headquarters every year. So when they see a girl with a Kate Spade purse, they think, oh, okay, Kate Spade purse, she can afford sorority dues. So they might be more favorably inclined toward her.
Oh, is that why you got some of the more expensive clothes and purses and things like that just sort of fit in?
That's part of it. Also trends, I guess. But and it's not in every sorority. Certainly not in every sorority do you need designer clothes to fit in. But in some of them you do, and in some of them it's something that they'll talk about when they're trying to figure out who to recruit.
What was the most appalling thing that you witnessed, either a trend or individual item that you witnessed in the course of time you were studying for your book?
A couple different things come to mind. One is the racism. I didn't expect that racism would still be so rampant in some sororities, but it's still there. Girls are still judged in some places on their skin color when sisters are trying to decide who to recruit. Another thing is, I think girls go into sororities with good intentions, but sometimes their attitudes get warped by the adults at the national level. For example, I attended a Greek leadership conference where I was pretty much an undercover reporter sitting in on a lecture to sororities and fraternities about undercover reporters and how they think Greeks should deal with the media. Not only did the lecturer tell the students to spin their Greek image by emulating the movie Wag the Dog, but also when he was talking about deaths in the Greek community, he actually said to these students, one death takes 10,000 hours of community service to make up for the public relations aspect. I thought that was twisted.
Jeez. Yeah, you're not kidding.
What did you notice about fraternity guys versus regular guys? What's the difference?
Not much, I don't think. The same as I don't know how much of a difference there really is between sorority girls and non-sorority girls.
Really? I always thought sorority girls were distinctly preppy and, I don't know, a little more plastic.
I would say that. I would say that.
When more clannish and clicky.
I went on spring break, and girls don't wear their letters usually on spring break because they're not supposed to wear the sorority letters when they drink, and they basically drink all day on spring break. So I had to figure out who to interview by just, figuring out who the sorority girls were and approaching them. And by the end of the trip, I was batting probably about 800 just because I was approaching the girls who were more attractive and thinner and seemed to have their look together. So I will say that. Sorority girls probably as a whole generally are more attractive collectively than non-sorority girls.
They have to be from pretty successful backgrounds, too.
Mm-hmm.
The guys, too. It's usually guys from money. They usually have cars and whatnot, and they have to pay the dues, right? How much are the monthly dues for a sorority or fraternity?
Oh, I think it's usually done by the semester. I mean, it can range from a couple $100 to a couple $1,000s.
Mm-hmm.
Depending
on if you have a house project or something.
Yeah.
What was your house project?
Oh, I can't say anything specific about the house where I was.
Oh God.
Ooh. Sorry.
As if anybody's going to care.
Well, I get so much mail from sorority sisters who are furious that I reveal things like their secret passwords. And
oh, yeah, right.
And all that.
Right.
And they're out for blood. They want to know who these four girls are because they feel they betrayed the system.
Oh, no,
it's
ridiculous.
Funny. It's just that you could not imagine how much we could care less about something like that.
Exactly.
I'm ashamed I even asked.
What about drug use? What were the primary drugs in play all the time?
It depends on the house. There was one house that was into cocaine, a lot of marijuana.
Is ecstasy big?
I didn't hear about a lot of more mushrooms, acid. Pot is all over the place.
Yeah, pot is all over.
Cocaine is.
I think cocaine is coming back.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, we've heard that. The cocaine is a pretty big drug these days.
God, I can't see sorority chicks doing a lot of cocaine. That does not seem to fit.
Yeah.
And how does that pan out? What does it do to the girls?
Girls?
Well, I mean, do they stay up all night? Is that all? Do they stay up all night and gab, or do they stay up all night and screw, or what do they do?
No, it totally depends on the girl. I mean, there's, drug use in sororities isn't that different from drug use outside of sororities. And I probably wouldn't even say that it's more prevalent within sororities, within the Greek system, than outside of sororities on college campuses. I mean, you'll see a lot of drinking in the Greek community, but I think that's a college thing.
Mm-hmm.
So with the cocaine, do they blow all their school or their house project money on cocaine?
No.
Any of the girls end up in rehab?
Gosh, I didn't hear a lot of rehab stories.
No.
There were a lot of stories of ambulances coming at night to take girls who have had alcohol poisoning. But
oh,
I didn't
geez.
Hear a lot of girls going into drug rehab.
Did you?
They'd be way too proud to do that.
Oh,
I would think.
Kind of recreational.
Mommy and daddy would find out too. That would be a little bit harsh.
Oh yeah. Did you see any girls that were like with the cocaine and everything? They'd sort of like flip out, or they'd end up a problem in the corner, just kind of nutty, and everybody trying to talk them down and that sort of thing.
That happened with alcohol alone.
Just with
I mean, girls would get so drunk. And, there was one girl who got very drunk and got very upset over some guy, and one of the girls I was following had to help talk her out of suicide. Supposedly, I don't know if she was really.
Jeez.
She might have just been.
Fake.
How often does the average sorority chick cry?
Yeah, there's a lot of tears. I mean, there's a lot of drama in the sorority house, but, I think you take 100 girls, whether or not they're Greek, you force them to live in a house together, and you prioritize things like guys and parties and makeup and looks and alcohol, and there are going to be tears and drama no matter, whether or not they're Greek.
No, a lot of crying or just a little?
To There are lots of crying.
Yeah. Lots of crying. Yeah. Is there lots of cat fights?
Oh yeah.
What do they fight over?
Oh God, they fight over guys. They fight over bathroom space. You know, rooms.
They had cigarettes
lying around. I mean, you name it, but I don't think that's a sorority thing particularly.
Yeah, there's no smoking in the house. Everybody has to keep everything cleaned up, of course, or else you're in trouble, right?
No, there were some pretty messy houses out there.
Oh, were there? There were sorority houses of skank?
You know, as part of the house, most of the houses have cleaning ladies come in and take care of that for them.
No kidding. Sorority houses have cleaning ladies?
They have cleaning ladies. They have cooks. They have house mothers.
Wow.
Huh. What do they do if a black chick wants to rush a sorority? Do they just quietly say, oh, so you didn't make it, sorry?
It totally depends on the place. I've heard plenty of stories of girls who were rejected because of their skin color, but, of course, not overtly told that. However, there was a case in Alabama where a girl was pretty much told that she didn't make the white sororities, and she rushed all 15 white sororities 2 years in a row. She was told that she wasn't going to make it because she was just trying to prove a point.
The book's called Pledge, The Secret Life of Sororities. We're talking to Alexandra Robbins. And, boy, that picture on the cover's that's a sexy picture. Is that you?
On the cover? No, I love that cover, though. Those are hot chicks.
Yeah.
They really are.
Who are they?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know?
You don't know?
No, I don't do the cover.
Oh, they're just models. They're not sorority girls.
I assume. I have no idea who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, nice being interested in your own book.
Yeah, I don't have anything to do with the cover.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't ask her anything. I'm just surprised you're not interested. It's your book.
I don't even know if those are real girls or not.
And what do you mean?
I mean, couldn't they be some sort of computer graphic-y thing? I don't know.
No, they sure look like real girls to me.
Could be.
I don't know. Maybe I'll ask and I'll find out and I'll let you know.
Sure. Let me know.
I sure will. Hey, it's a great book. New York Times best-selling author, Alexandra Robbins. What was your best-selling book, Alexandra?
Oh, this one, Pledged.
Oh, this one's your best-selling book.
Yeah, this one hit the New York Times bestseller list.
And have you had one before this on the bestseller list?
Secrets of the Tomb hit a bunch of bestseller lists.
What's that about?
That was about Skull and Bones, which is Bush and Kennedy.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So you're kind of really into this whole fraternity sorority thing.
I like the secret group stuff. It's really interesting.
What is Skull and Bones? It drives me crazy. I keep hearing about Carrie and Busher and Skull and Bones like it's some big achievement, but other people think it's something sinister. What is it?
It's a secret society based at Yale. You have to be a Yale undergraduate to be tapped. There are maybe 15 members tapped every year, which means there are only about 800 living members at any one time. So it's pretty weird that two guys from such a tiny secret society are running against each other for the president.
Wow, that is weird.
Very interesting.
But what makes someone get tapped for Skull and Bones?
Success. If Skull and Bones thinks they're going to reflect honor and success back on the society, that's when they'll tap somebody for Skull and Bones.
What's the big secret, though? I mean, what do they do behind the scenes?
Oh, gosh. That's a whole other radio interview.
I mean,
there's a ton to go into in that.
Is it wild? I mean, is it unseemly, or...?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think the biggest thing about Skull and Bones is it's probably this country's most elite power network.
Oh, okay. They all look out for each other, I'm sure. They all try to make sure that they all are successful?
Sure.
Oh, okay. So it's a real power trip.
Yeah.
And if somebody, let's say, is, I don't know, they've had a tough stretch, they've maybe been in and out of rehab or something like that, but they are a Skull and Bones person, will another Skull and Bones member, maybe who's running a Fortune 500 company, try to take care of the guy?
I heard about a guy with a drug problem who stole an expensive rug from the Skull and Bones tomb, which is their headquarters, and used that for drug money.
Do they still meet? I mean, like Bush and Kerry, do they go to Skull and Bones meetings?
Yes, they still have reunions.
You're kidding.
Is that right, reunions?
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Thanks, Alexandra. Good luck.
Sure, no problem.
All right, take it easy.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I don't care about my cover.
Well, she's got a shrill voice.
Why would I care about my cover?
How could you not know what's on the cover? Good God.
I don't know. And then she acts like I'm a jerk for wanting to know.
Yeah. And not only that, she's hung around with all these women, and yet she's unable to determine if this is a computer-generated image of a woman or a real woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you don't know, we're all in trouble, honey.
Anything? Did you know anything that she was asked that she either didn't want to ask or answer, or she couldn't answer? She acted like she gave you this sort of intonation, like you were a jerk for asking the question in the first place.
I don't know. I can't get through that. Who would ever ask us such a question?
It's kind of like some staff.
Yeah, similar. Except I thought these questions were a little more reasonable than, you know, what was Cy Young's record when he won his 300 when he started his 300th game, or some baloney question like that, or what was the attendance at the Tigers' series clinching game?
Yeah.
God, she's hot. She is hot.
Yeah.
You know what? Inside cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. She would be able to. Actually, she would. I think very easily. Be able to pose as somebody who's like 20 or 18. And that voice, boy, that was a penetrating voice.
It was kind of shrill. I could hear her making some incredibly high-voiced, excited sounds over some sorority chick's birthday party.
Yes, I could definitely picture her voice standing out at a party, couldn't you? Just drilling its way through all the other noise in the room.
I have to say, I was not a big fan of sorority girls. The way they dressed was just so preppy and not sexy.
Yeah.
A lot of them were good looking. It was like if you could ever rip those preppy clothes off and they'd look pretty damn good. But their hair was always perfect and their jewelry and their clothes. And it was like, that's a little too Stepford wifey for me.
You know what this book's missing?
What?
Pictures of sorority chicks.
I know it.
Yeah, I agree. Having a pillow fight.
That was the first thing that bummed me out. I looked at this thing and I thought, oh, there's bound to be some hot photographs in this book. And there was nothing. I mean, not one picture. Not one.
But how about chicks running around the house naked and then hugging and making out and having lesbo experimentation before they let the boys in?
Man.
Man, I'd like to sneak in early and pile into one of those rooms with four girls sucking face. Whoa!
Maybe something.
And
that business of pulling their bras off and checking out each other's boobs.
Yeah, lining up by size.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you like to be at the end of the line? I'd go tubes in the whole house.
That I know, what a bummer. Stuck. That's so insulting. I can't believe women do that to each other. Of course, I'd go to the first quarter of the group, the first quarter on the left, and I go, okay, from here on down to the right, you pledges, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You don't make the cut. Pledged is the name of the book. Alexandra Robbins, The Secret Life of Sororities. It's kind of a, I got to tell you, it's a hot little read.
No, it is, actually. There's a lot of hot stuff in there. There's a lot of it. A lot of it.
Reading female authors and the female viewpoint when there's so many women in this book and there's sort of, you know, analysis of their behavior and the author's a female, so... it was very strange for me. I just read so many, you know, classic rock biographies where it's these rock and rollers who just live in these tawdry, wild lifestyles and just sort of their demented, male-esque way of thinking. And to be stuck in this, it was a lot more intriguing than I thought it would be. First of all, just to be around how women think so much for 300 pages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is interesting to see how they behave and what they talk about and what they're up to.
How they think in concert, too, together with each other, than the stuff they fight about.
You know, in the end, women are just so much wilder than what you ever can imagine.
That's why
I guess, like, so many women are always saying, oh, we're far worse than you guys. I mean, how many times do you hear that? When women get together and they go out together and they drink and they start talking, and they're like, we talk about everything. They always talk about the bathrooms. Their bathrooms will rival the guys as far as filth and everything else. Really? I mean, women are always saying that stuff. And here we are, a naughty little fly in the wall watching all this filthy behavior.
Pledge, The Secret Life of Sororities, 101 WRAF.